This is Bird Note. For shorebirds, like bar-tailed godwits, black-bellied plovers, and dunlin, mud matters. Few mudflats in the world are more important than those of the Yellow Sea along the coast of China and North and South Korea. There, more than 70 species of shorebirds rest and feed. Nils Warnick, executive director of Audubon Alaska, explains.
That food in the mud gets converted into fat that they use to fuel their migration. There's 8 shorebird species, whereas sometimes their entire population relies on the Yellow Sea as one of these critical fueling stops.
What's happening on the Yellow Sea coast that's hitting shorebirds so hard?
You've got, first of all, huge population and very high human densities. Chinese especially, but also in certainly in South Korea, a huge economic engine burning right now. And so the cheapest place to build and expand is to go out onto your tidal flat. You know, about 386 square miles of mudflat being filled in per year in the Yellow Sea, the equivalent of San Francisco Bay, especially the long-distance migrants, they can't do it without that fuel. It's as if you're an airplane and you're flying over the Pacific. It's not an option of landing. If you run out of gas, you're in big trouble.
You can find links to Audubon's work on the issue at our website, birdnote.org.